time to check in with the professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. Let's talk first about a very alarming report. States warning beachgoers about a summertime surge in infections from a frightening bacteria. And this is something to be aware of, especially if you're going to be doing some Labor Day weekend traveling. What do we know about this?
Yeah, so you and I have talked about this before. We're talking about Vireo vulnificus, which we've described as a flesh-eating type of disease. And yes, we see it every summer. And yes, unfortunately, this is one of those climate change problems that as we have, you've probably seen some very interesting reports about how much longer summer is in many cities. In some cities, summers are now 30 days longer than they used to be. So a lot more warm days and a lot more of the types of conditions in waters, especially brackish waters and also just seawater, where you get high concentrations of this bacteria, Vireo vulnificus. And if you go into the water with a cut and wound of any kind, it could be a piercing if you recently had your ears pierced, or you know, any kind of, you know, or even have really irritated skin, a very bad eczema, then the Vibrio can break through the skin barrier, because the skin barrier is already broken, and get inside and cause these bloody blisters. And the changes can happen super fast. And if it's not managed very, very quickly, you can end up with amputations, and it can have a really high fatality. And then there's another way in which you can get it is if you eat what we call filter fish, or really things like oysters and other shellfish, because they will concentrate the Vibrio, and then you get it by eating. And when you get it by eating, then of course you're going to start out with bloody or just watery diarrhea, cramping, nausea, vomiting, fever, and then it goes systemic, and then you can get those blistering, blood blistery lesions on your skin, and also multi-organ failure. So this is a really serious condition, and it's one that people need to be aware of. Luckily, it's not that common, but yeah, it is. It is something that is increasing, and it's increasing again because the planet is warmer.
This wouldn't be in lake water, would it?
No, it's not going to be found in fresh water, but under extreme weather conditions where there's mixing of waters, right? Because whatever types of conditions make the water brackish, then yes, then you can have the Vireo vulnificus. So after a hurricane or other big storms, we sometimes see this brackish water inland, and so you see people with open wounds, burns, tattoos, piercings, etc., that get exposed to the contaminated water and end up with these horrible cases. And this year, yes, we're seeing a lot of cases. There's more than 55 cases I know have been reported by, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, and more deaths than usual. So it's serious.
Well, what do you know about this traveler who returned to the United States with a parasite? I think he was in El Salvador, and it was the first reported case of this kind. Is this something that we're going to see more of?
Okay, so what you're talking about are screwworms. And screwworms are actually maggots. They're fly larvae, right? And there are different types of fly larvae that can get into people's skins. So these, you know, obviously when you're decomposing and, you know, you've passed away, then the maggots, that's part of what, you know, gets rid of the bodies. But screwworms are a type of maggot that will get into living flesh and then burrow really deeply into a wound. And what somebody in El Salvador got is what we call the New World screwworm. There's also an Old World screwworm that we find in Africa and in the Indian subcontinent, etc. I've seen cases of this, and you know, there's one funny treatment that we use that actually works. We use the bacon treatment. We use delicious bacon, and we put it over where the worm, because it's really hard to get it. It's not really a worm, right? It's an insect, right? It's an insect larva, and by covering it with the bacon, it can't breathe, and so it starts to come out, and then we can, you know, yank it out of the person. So, mm-hmm.
I think we have ruined everyone's breakfast, Dr. Marty. this is your screwworm station on the eights, and I hope you have a flesh-eating, bacteria-free Labor Day weekend, Dr. Marty. Thank you.
Thank you.